Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Wednesday, April 11th, and this is Boston Council 27 Vice President Cameron Matthews reporting, and together we will do better. The crossover program final awards were published yesterday, April 10th. The 119 flight attendants who chose to participate will be contacted by phone regarding their training details, and United will email training information no later than mid-April. Now that the crossover program award has been finalized, our focus will turn to coordinating efforts with United on the process and timeline for the early out program. In accordance with our newly ratified contract, United will offer an early out program, under which flight attendants with 15 years of service to the company as of August 31, 2012, may bid to be part of the program. Some of the benefits of this program are a severance payment, along with past travel and medical benefits that depend on individual circumstances, including your years of service and whether or not you are retirement eligible. United has agreed to continue to offer the partnership program. Bidding for this 3-month program began April 10th and will conclude on April 25th, 2012 at 8 o'clock Central Time. The program will run from June 1st to August 30th, 2012. Many of you have taken advantage of this AFA negotiated program due to its flexibility and the view that it may be saving the job of a fellow flying partner. If your circumstances permit, we encourage you to consider taking advantage of this negotiated program and the benefits it provides. For more information about the partnership program, dates, and deadlines, please visit our website. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at American Eagle are pushing back against their management's attack on their contract. Just prior to American Airlines' bankruptcy filing, flight attendants were negotiating for a new contract. Management had already agreed to significant work rule and benefit improvements and acknowledged that a pay raise would be part of that package. Under the cloak of bankruptcy, management is now seeking to make outrageous cuts to what would jeopardize the quality of life for more than 1,800 flight attendants who have consistently contributed to the success of their airline. Show your support by attending ticketing events, in uniform if possible, Thursday, April 12th, at Chicago O'Hare International Airport, beginning at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. Upper level, outside elbow area, between Terminal 2 and Terminal 3. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, continues to advocate for flight attendants to be included in the known crew member test program. AFA-CWA International President Nita Shook and Vice President Sarah Nelson recently brought our issues before the Secretary of Homeland Security and the U.S. Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security. It is our fervent belief that the known crew member program should be expanded to include flight attendants. This program began operating last August at Chicago O'Hare International Airport and provides U.S. pilots an expedited screening process relying on already completed criminal background checks. The program is expanding to additional airports this year. The implementing recommendations of the 9/11 Commission Act mandates inclusion of flight attendants in any established expedited access through screening checkpoints. It is important that we maintain our pressure and expectation that flight attendants be included in this program as the implementation continues. The next scheduled regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council will be held on May 8th through May 11th, 2012, at the Hyatt Rosemont, 6350 North River Road, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. Elections will take place at the upcoming spring MEC meeting for the following MEC committee positions: Central Scheduling Committee, Hotel and Transportation Committee, Membership Engagement Committee, Negotiating Committee, System Board of Adjustment. Candidates for any of the above positions must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date. Interested candidates are encouraged, but not required, to give an in-person interview at the MEC meeting. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their own personal expense. For more information or to submit your resume and willingness to serve statement, send an email to mecsec@unitedafa.org, indicate MEC election in the subject line. You may also mail your resume and willingness to serve to Jeffrey W. Heisey, Secretary Treasurer, AFA United Master Executive Council, 6250 North River Road, Suite 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. Also, many committees will be reporting at the spring MEC meeting, including Employee Assistance and Professional Standards, Benefits, Grievance, and Reserve. In preparation for the upcoming Spring Master Executive Council meeting, your local councils will be conducting meetings to solicit your feedback. Dates, times, and locations will be posted on the local council meeting and local council pages of our website as they become available. We encourage you to attend your council's meeting and share your thoughts with your president before she or he meets with other local presidents throughout the system. It's also a great opportunity to discuss our issues with our fellow flying partners. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to provide feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting begins May 8th. On May 17, 2012, in Washington, D.C., the Labor International Hall of Fame will be inducting the over 600 union members lost in the September 11th attacks. These heroes being honored will include the flight attendants and pilots from the United and American Airlines flights. Representatives from AFA will be included among the attendees. That's all for today. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.